Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that uncovers history one day at a time. Today is May 12th, 2019. The day was May 12th, 1910. Dorothy Hodgkin was born Dorothy Mary Crowfoot in Cairo, Egypt, to Grace Mary Crowfoot and John Winter Crowfoot. Hodgkin would go on to become a Nobel Prize-winning chemist and dedicated humanitarian. Dorothy had three sisters, all younger than her. When the First World War broke out in 1914, Dorothy and her siblings went to England, where they lived in the care of a caretaker and their paternal grandparents. Her parents worked in North Africa and the Middle East in education and archaeology. Though they lived and worked abroad, they would visit their family in England every year. Around the age of 10, Dorothy became interested in chemistry and crystals. One of her father's friends, Dr. A.F. Joseph, encouraged this interest by giving her chemicals and helped her analyze minerals. When she was a teenager, her mother gave her the book Concerning the Nature of Things by William Henry Bragg, in which the author discussed seeing individual atoms and molecules using X-rays. Dorothy was intrigued. While she attended the Sir John Leman School at Beccles in England, she and another student named Nora were allowed to take chemistry classes, which were normally only for boys. Dorothy's early enthusiasm for chemistry would turn into a lifelong profession and passion. After brushing up on Latin and botany, Dorothy got into Oxford University. From 1928 to 1932, Dorothy went to Somerville College, Oxford, earning a first-class honors degree in chemistry. While she was at Somerville, she decided to work on X-ray crystallography. She would crystallize substances, shoot X-rays at them, and study the way X-rays diffracted off of the crystals. After she graduated from Somerville, Dorothy moved on to get her doctorate at Cambridge University, where she did research in the Department of Mineralogy with British physicist John Desmond Bernal. In that lab, Dorothy studied sterols, which are solid steroid alcohols, and the X-ray diffraction of pepsin, the enzyme in gastric juice that breaks down proteins into polypeptides. She went back to Somerville in 1934 after the college gave her a research fellowship. And in 1936, she was awarded a permanent fellowship at Somerville College. She got her PhD in 1937, That same year, Dorothy married historian Thomas Hodgkin. The couple had three children together. But Dorothy Hodgkin is most known for her work with penicillin, insulin, and vitamin B12. In 1946, she and her graduate student, Barbara Lowe, figured out the structure of penicillin, notably using one of the first IBM analog computers to help with the analysis. This helped manufacturers create semi-synthetic penicillin. Hodgkin and a team of researchers published the structure of B12 in 1957. In 1964, Hodgkin won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for her, quote, determinations by X-ray techniques of the structures of important biochemical substances. The next year, she received Britain's Order of Merit, which recognizes people for their service in science, literature, and other fields. And by 1969, when X-ray diffraction and high-speed computing had advanced to the point where she needed it to be, Hodgkin and a team of researchers discovered the structure of insulin. In 1977, Hodgkin retired from her Wolfson Research Professorship, which she had obtained in 1960. But outside of her scientific work, she was also involved in various organizations and social activism. She was the president of the British Association for the Advancement of Science for a year and the chancellor of Bristol University for nearly two decades. She also spoke out against nuclear weapons and the Vietnam War and was president of the Pugwash Conferences on Science and World Affairs, an international organization that aims to find solutions in global security, reduce armed conflict, and promote policy development. Her work with peace organizations did get her in trouble sometimes. Because of her affiliation with the communist-friendly group Science for Peace, Hodgkin had been denied a visa to the U.S. in 1953, only to be allowed into the country later with special permission and to finally have her visa restriction lifted in 1990. In 1987, Hodgkin was awarded the Order of Lenin, which was given for achievements in art, research, technology, or economics, and was the highest civilian award in the Soviet Union. Hodgkin had been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis when she was in her 20s, but in her later years, her medical condition interfered with her ability to work. Dorothy Hodgkin died in 1994 after having a stroke. Her work in understanding the structure of biological molecules had a major effect on biochemistry and modern medicine. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And here's one more fun fact. Hodgkin was former UK Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher's tutor in chemistry at Somerville College, and the two stayed friends throughout their lives. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you here tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.